Heyo! Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. Mic check. Does my mic work? Yes, it does. After 6 months, I'm becoming a professional streamer. What's up, guys? I can't even cover up this shirt. Hold on, let me get positioned right. How thick is this shirt, by the way? I mean, how great is that? The Cure Miami. I'm not even doing it justice. Let me step back. How great is that? How great a shirt is that? Shout out my wife. I mean, do people still like The Cure? I love The Cure. You'd expect them to be, you know, they're goths and stuff. You expect them to be like really dark, but like my favorite Cure songs are happy as shit. So what's up, guys? Hey-o! Happy Tuesday. Happy Taco Tuesday. Long John Express, never underestimate me, my friend. I will always... My job is to impress you, okay? I'm thinking about it round the clock. How can I impress him? How can I impress the YouTube community? Lots to talk about today as I get set up. We got Golden Globes drama. We got Fist Fest. We got Selena Gomez and Kylie fighting about pictures of Timothy Chalamet, which I just love hearing stories like this. It's so ridiculous. What else we got? Meghan Markle. Too cool for the Suits reboot. She's not in the group chat. That's great. And one of my favorites. Actually, we can start with... I'll start with this. Yeah, maybe not. Joe Gorga getting thrown out of his son's wrestling match is outstanding. Because I fucking hate Joe Gorga. He's a little midget hothead, okay? Yes, Jersey Housewives fan, yes, I said it. He's a hothead. I mean, look, you get thrown out of your kid's match. Let's go to that real quick. As people shuffle in. This was great. I saw this on TMZ today. It's like the stupidest story. Hold on. Let me make sure I got my audio correct. I did not. Trying to fuck with me, Streamlabs. Not today. Not today.
For me,
oh, yeah, add.
Bounce and shine. Curl Smith. So take the curl quiz.
Curl Smith.
Curl Smith.
This is great. We're not even going to go the whole thing. His kid's wrestling. He's losing. I don't know shit about wrestling. It all looks kind of gay to me. It looks like dudes trying to bang each other. So I never understood the rules and scoring system. I was never a wrestler. So, but it looks like he's losing. I think he's the kid on the left. Look at him, Joe Gorga. Joe Gorga yelling at the ref for calling a bad match. Stomping on in the middle of the wrestling match. Good old Joe Gorga thrown out of the arena. Fantastic. Just outstanding. I just thought that was something funny that made me laugh this morning. And I thought it might make you laugh as well. Let me go to the chat, see what's going on with you guys today. Pretzel King, of course. Professionally Lit, of course. Of course, Aaron. We hate wrinkles in the Ward household. Okay, flexing, always punctual, always on time. Get my curl game on, whatever. The biceps not good enough? Do we need to work out a little more? Go up. I'm trying. I need to lose 10 pounds. I'm working out hard, but... I had back surgery, so I can't. I'm not really where I want to be yet. But I'm trying, people, okay? And that's what it's all about. Getting a little bit better than we were yesterday. Am I there yet? No. Will I ever be there at the perfect body I have in my head imagined for me? No. Okay? But we're going to try. These pretzels are not helping, all right? You guys made me. You forced me. I should be eating dinner right now. It's Taco Tuesday. I'm here with you. You guys are causing me to snack.
Shame on you.
But these are actually the Pretzel Thins. Shout out Pretzel Thins. This is a free ad. Only 110 calories per 12 pretzel crackers, they call them. And they're delicious. 100 calorie snack? Why the fuck not? Sometimes you gotta live a little bit. Get crazy, kids. Why you have the chance? Sauna nose activated? Yeah, how do you know I went to the sauna today? Yes, is the nose red? Meg me, I love you. Eric, what, does TMZ, like, report or something? Oh my God, Raiden Robertson, get out, leave the live stream now. You've never eaten a pretzel. Can we all please publicly shame Razor for not eating pretzels? Pretzels are delicious, my friend. I mean, chips and pretzels, like the perfect snack combination. Going back since dawn of civilization, people would be eating chips and pretzels together. Carl, thank you so much. A lot of people like the last two streams, getting love for the last two streams. I'm trying to think. I gave you as much H3 content as humanly possible during the Christmas break. You guys asked for it. Look, you asked for something, I deliver. Now, do I like doing H3 content all the time? No, because you know, then I just become like an H3 commentary channel, which I don't want to be, okay? I want to talk about other shit. And plus, I don't even watch H3, really. Other than watching that one we commented on, which wasn't even really an episode. It was just the history of frenemies, which was fun. And then the only episode I've really watched all the way through is the Steamies. And we commented on that over the break too, which was fun. So hopefully you got some good H3 content that got you over their long break. And yeah, there's only 57 people here. So look, H3's back. Where are you guys? You guys ditched me. You came over. Where's everybody else? I appreciate you, 57, but where's everybody else? I was there for them during the break. Now we're back. H3's back. Where are they? Do we need them, people? I say, yes, we do. We do need them. So tell them to come back. I know, Sarah. I'll never... Come on. Look, I'm... Ethan is a professional YouTuber for many years with millions of followers, okay? I'm not putting myself in the same class with him at all. I heard, Lindsay, they mentioned me on the podcast yesterday about Fist Fest. Somebody told me. So actually, let's go to that. You ask, I'm ready, people. Let's go to the second screen view. Dun, 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 dun. How great is this website, by the way? See, I actually do prep for this, people. I get websites ready. I got notes of shit to talk about. Ridiculous stuff like, what did Serena whisper to Taylor Swift during the Golden Globes? Yes, I take this shit seriously, people. Now look at Fist Fest. So if you guys didn't watch H3 yesterday, somebody told me that they mentioned me and said I'm on for Fist Fest, I guess. I'm not sure when it is. I think March, maybe. I don't have the details of when it is. But I text Olivia, the only person I know from H3. So I text her today and said, hey, I heard Fist Fest is on. Very excited. I'm honored to be, you know, a part of the show. And I truly, maybe this is a little shade at other people, other friends of the show. They got a huge audience, right? Huge platform. If they asked me to do something, I'm like honestly honored that a channel that big, you know, would ask me to do anything with them. I'm just a regular guy, small little YouTube channel. So yeah, anytime they ask me to do anything, I'm very, very grateful. And I don't think that'll ever change. I don't think I'll get cheated like some of these other people and like, you know, demanding things or acting like a diva. Like, fuck no, okay? I'm not the star, all right? I'm just a very down-the-bench supporting person, okay? Kid, you gotta play your position, all right? On that show, I am not the star. I'm just a guy who comes on when asked, maybe a couple times a year. And hey, I'm grateful for those couple times. So you gotta, you know, you can't get too jaded, people. That is the message. You can't act like a diva. No one will want to work with you. Not mentioning names, but there's been other three. You know, I don't know the history of H3. You know, I don't know the lore and the whole history of the podcast and everybody that's came and went. But I do know other people have done that. So I say that with peace and love. That is not me. I'm not going down that dark, dark road, people. Okay? Like, you know who I'm talking about. Who am I talking about? I'm not even quite sure myself. But whoever you're thinking of, that's who I'm referring to. And fuck them. Okay? Fuck them. This is such a great place to be silly. I work all day today and on calls and all this other stuff. You know, it's a job. I like the team and I like the product, but, you know, it's a job. So, it's nice at the end of a long day to come on here and just be ridiculous. Because why not? Yeah, the Jake Doolittle thing, again, guys, I can't even comment. I don't understand. I know somebody made a video, so I can't even talk intelligently about it. So anyway, but Fist Fest looks like it's on. I mean, do we have to buy some Fist Fest merch? I mean, how great is that? The pig logo with the fist. That's outstanding. Oh my God, to attend the weekend, proof of vaccination will not be required. Ooh. Oh my God, look at their their platinum event sponsors. What is Hanky's Toys? What the fuck am I getting myself into? Top Toys, adult winning adult toys, okay. Gym support, it doesn't say what that is, all right. Ass Pig, shout out Ass Pig. Do people take this seriously? Like, do they like start the convention by saying, thank you Ass Pig for being with us year in and year out. Everyone go support Ass Pig. See, these are the kind of questions I will ask, and I will conduct myself in a professional manner at Fist Fest. I want to figure out who the fuck Ass Pig is at. Who are they? Can I talk to the CEO? What's Ass Pig all about? What kind of sales are they doing here? Are they growing? Tell me about your business. Tell me about toptoys.com. What's your bestseller? I'll talk to sponsors. I'll talk to Fist Fest members. I don't give a fuck. Although Wolfie from the Howard Stern Show, who went, I remember listening to him. I mean, Wolfie's the greatest. But I remember him talking about going to Fist Fest. And the one thing that I remember clearly was he was just talking about the stench. And he said, I don't know what am I gonna do about this, but he said the stench of man ass was overpowering. Overpowering, people. I was thinking, what the fuck am I going to do? To like have a clothespin or like a chip clip on my nose or something? Like, what the fuck? And maybe have a gas mask. Wouldn't that be funny if I was interviewing people in a gas mask? I'm just reading the comments now. TM, oh my God, stop. Wear a mask? Yeah, maybe. I mean, it's so gross. So gross. I gotta figure out how to tell my boss too that I've got to. I mean, I can't even mention this because if unless you're part of the H3 world or the Howard Stern world, I mean, or my wife and her boss think it's the most interesting thing ever. They're sitting on the edge of their seat to find out more about it. But yeah, I can't really explain this at a family get together. How was your weekend? Oh, I went to Fist Fest. You ever hear about guys getting fisted? Yes, you should be. Lynn says I'm terrified for you. I am terrified. There we go, Riley. Put peppermint essential oil. Riley, that's what I'm talking about. This is, everybody else is making jokes about Ass Pig and, you know, making fun of me. But they're not giving me ways to, like, tough this out. That's something I could use. Put peppermint essential oil on the inside of a surgical mask. Oh, my God. She said she's using this for draining abscesses, and it's worked. Oh, my God. Are you a pimple popper, Riley? TM says, please ask the right questions. TM, are you kidding me? I say that with hate and disgust. Are you kidding me? I'm a professional interviewer. I've interviewed everybody. I've done 200 interviews for Forbes, okay? I am one of the best interviewers on the planet. I take my job seriously, whether I'm at FitzFest or interviewing Sierra, okay? I put the same amount of effort into both, so I will ask those hard-hitting questions. Yes, soaking patchouli oil at the hotel. Casey, that's an outstanding idea. Oh, that Eric said, offer complimentary dude wipes. Can I get a brand deal out of this, maybe? Dude wipes. Dude wipes, people, hit me up. I need to maximize my revenue while at this insane event. Sam, yes, hate and disgust is the exact opposite of peace and love. I did a lot of things with hate and disgust, okay? Stick around, people. There's more where that came from. All right, so that's Fist Fest, presented by Ass Wipe. Thank you, Just Smoke. No, we're not going to give them credit, because look on the screen. They're not a Platinum Event sponsor. Dude Wipes, you should be. That is fucking on brand. I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know if fisting is on brand for them. I'm not. Who's to say? I'm not in their marketing department. Yes, that's a good point. Vicks, yes. And it's, dude, Vicks is strong. I've got a sick daughter. She's been home the last 2 days. And my wife, my mom never did this, but her thing is she puts like Vicks under her nose and on her chest, like to help her breathing. And you can't get that smell out of your nose. That's overpowering. So maybe that'll work too. What am I going to wear, Kaya? I'm going to look good. I'm not going to show up like, I'm on some calls with companies. And I don't get it. Call me a boomer, okay? But if I'm on camera for a work thing, look, I mean, I would do my hair if I had hair. But I put on something decent. You know, I try to look presentable. I'm on calls now with younger people. I mean, yeah, you can call me a boomer all you want. But get your shit together, okay? When you're on a call, look good. Represent yourself. Don't look like you rolled out of bed in a quadruple XL hoodie. Come on, people. You're better than that. So to answer your question, I'm going to look good. All right? Am I probably going to be hit on by Fist Fest enthusiasts? Yes, which will be even more funny. Should I wear a suit? I'll show up suited and booted and change the game. Oh, shit. Texas Spoon Tapper, we live. All right, so I got some good advice here. Vicks, Vapor Rub. I like the peppermint essential oil. I like that. This is good stuff. Okay. On the Silver Fox. Yes. Texas Spoon Tapper, maybe you're right. I got a dope... I only really have two suits. One I had to buy for an event that I had to go to, the Shishi event. Last month, and I had to get like last minute. It's like blue, but I'm not really crazy about the shade of blue. But I got a dope ass Hugo Boss black suit. Maybe I should just rock that. Wear a tie. Come in there suited and booted, people. Ready to go. Ready to fucking learn about fisting. Oh, that would be good. Well, that's actually not a bad idea. Riley says you should ask for a H3 FistFest collab shirt to wear. Yeah, Riley, maybe the shirt would have a prolapsed asshole on it. Oh, look, Nito Burrito, I'm not getting, it's late in the day. I don't wear a suit unless I have to, so you ain't getting me to do a Get Ready With Me video, guys. No. Black suit. I don't have a brown suit, Sarah. I got blue or black. Casey, what the hell? So, like, your idea, show up in a Gucci tracksuit with oversized gold Cuban chain with sandals and shades. Yes. Oh, speaking of shades, let me, hold on, because I doxed myself last time for doing it. So that's enough for Fist Fest for now. I mean, feel free to comment in the chat more, but I tweeted about this week, and I'm going through a tough point in my life right now, guys, to get serious for a second. You all know I don't watch much manly TV, okay? Something that affects men of all ages, okay? There's some of us who don't enjoy football and who would rather watch a Real Housewives episode. And I'm that kind of guy. Now, NBA basketball, I could watch hoops all day, but that's about the manliest shit I watch. And like karate type movies too, okay? I like that. But I'm a fan of just hanging out on the couch with my wife and catching up on reality shows, okay? There's no shame in that, guys. All right? But I'm having a tough time, okay? What I know is Real Housewives of Salt Lake, their final episode is fire, okay? I heard that Ethan talked about it. Everyone's talking about it, okay? It can't possibly, I mean, it's not the greatest moment on the show because, of course, as all fans know, that's Jen Shah getting arrested with the FBI swarming the bus as the girls are ready to take a vacation. That may be the single greatest moment in all of reality show history, okay? So it's not going to be that good, but I've heard such great things about the final episode. And look, right now, I'm 3 episodes behind. Well, last night we watched the episode, so now I'm 2 episodes behind, all right? It's boring, okay? It's Angie talking to Meredith about the Greek mafia, that she's not in the Greek mafia. Is Meredith making fake accounts and sending damning financial information to other members of the show? Yeah. Do I think Meredith did that? Yes. But the point is, this is what I'm trudging through. I can't go to the final episode, but you know what? I'm a soldier, okay? And I'm willing to march through the tough times, all right? To get to the mountaintop. And I'm just a dedicated guy, all right? So, is it tough for me? Yes, it really is. Is there other shows I'd be rather watching than watching these last 2 Housewives of Salt Lake episodes? Yes. A million things I'd rather be doing. But these are the sacrifices you have to make when you're a committed follower of a show, okay? You can't just skip to the last episode. No. You need to know context. You need to know side conversations. You need to know shade that was previously thrown at people and what they did in retaliation, okay? This is the stuff you have to spend time studying, dissecting, thinking about, you know, before you're ready for that last fire episode. So, you know, by the time I get to it, it's going to be a month later. People aren't going to be talking about it anymore, and I'm going to be all alone on an island, you know, enjoying the last episode. I can't even tweet about it because people will say, Tom, you tweeted about that a month. It ended a month ago, okay? We don't care, all right? Get with us. But the one thing I will say that is entertaining about this last couple episodes, I mean, it's so fucking ridiculous with, hold on. I can't type and talk at the same time, so bear with me. Yes, I gotta show these. Okay, here we go. The one thing that I will comment that I am very passionate about is Angie's fucking sunglasses. They are the worst sunglasses, and Lisa Barlow also wearing the same sunglasses. What the fuck is that? Yes, I know. We can't comment on a woman's appearance. Yes, when a guy does it, it's even worse. Yes. I'm not commenting on her appearance at all. She's an attractive woman. She's fine. Right? But what the fuck is with her crazy sunglasses? What are these? What is she doing? What were these? What are they? Can somebody please explain to me? And she wears them in. Her and Lisa will get down for to have lunch, and they're both wearing these fucking insane sunglasses. And they're wearing them inside, which we know is only for blind people and assholes. Okay? They're the only two people who wear sunglasses inside. And these two idiots. What are they? I mean, look, do I understand fashion? No. But I know, oh, she wears these ones all the time. Oh, she wears these. Oh, that's a great post. Angie reminds me of Danielle Staub. Shout out Reddit. But what are they? Can people comment? Just smoke. No personality equals sunglasses. Are crazy sunglasses a personality? Married to makeup. Don't say that. Don't. Married to makeup, I liked you. I liked you, okay? But they are not cool. I say that with hate and disgust. They are ridiculous sunglasses. But you know what? Making fun of those sunglasses to my wife on the couch has been the only thing that has gotten me through these last horrible episodes. So I'll finally get to the final episode. I'll get all hyped up, be ready to talk about it, and no one's going to be there. You're not going to care. You're going to say, Tom, that's old news. Maybe you'll call me a boomer and old, whatever. I don't know. But that's kind of where I am in life right now. But would you like to watch some video together? It was a big hit and I had fun doing the Frenemies history video with you. I thought it was fun just to kind of kick back and watch a video and comment on it as we're watching it together. And something I haven't seen before. So I want to watch, Golden Globes are 2 days old now, but I wasn't on Monday. So I want to talk a little bit about the Golden Globes. And then we can, then I want to watch the monologue by that dude Coy or whatever his name is. But are you guys down for that? Smash that like button, James. You are correct. Hey, we got 105 people here. Hey, hey now. Hey now! Hey now, hey now, hey now, hey now, hey now, hey now. Transition, 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 transition. No audio problems. All right, this is, first of all, this was me. I wake up at 4:30 in the morning, people, okay? I got a lot of stuff to do. I'm very busy, okay? I'm like Ringo, things will be tossed. I simply do not have the time. I'm up early, people. In the streets, making things happen at 4:30 in the morning. But what am I really doing? I'm doing fucking stupid shit like this. I'm watching the drama unfold between Serena, Kylie, Taylor, and Timothy Chalamet. And this is the best. I'll just let it play. This is outstanding.
Girls were girling at the 2024 Golden Globes. Taylor Swift, Selena Gomez, and Kaylee Sperry Teller were caught on camera seemingly gossiping about something juicy during the big award show in Los Angeles on Sunday night. In videos and photos of the conversation, the ladies were seen looking like some tea was being spilled. The chat, of course, went viral.
This isn't the right one, but she leans over, Selena comes over to Taylor sitting at the table. And I saw a video which was so great where they have a lip reader try to figure out what she's saying to Taylor, okay? And this is a great use. I mean, think of the schooling you have to go to become a lip reader, okay? You're probably working with deaf people. I'm sure that's a skill you don't just have. Like, you have to develop it. You have to go to some kind of speech pathology school. I don't know where people go, right? But you spend probably years of your life developing this talent. Imagine getting the phone call, hey, dummy, and we need you for 10 seconds on E! News. We have to know what Selena told Taylor at the Golden Globes. So all those years of expertise for this nonsense. But I'm so glad someone was trained and did this. What they found out was that Selena Gomez went over to Taylor during, I guess, the break in the Golden Globes and said, I asked her to take a picture with Timothy and she said no. She said no, people! And who was she talking about? Kylie Jenner, okay? So apparently, this is what I'm doing at 4:30 in the morning, people. Complete waste of my time. So now I find out that apparently Selena Gomez knew Timothy Chalamet for years before he even hooked up with Kylie, okay? So they've known each other for years. Sounds like out of respect, she goes up to Kylie and says, like, hey, I'm not going to just kind of barge in and put my arm around him and take a selfie. Is it okay if I take a picture with Timothy? And she said no. That is cold-blooded. But for some reason, if people explain to me in the chat, because I don't know anything, I could be talking out of my ass. I don't understand this world at all. But it seems like everyone hates Selena Gomez. And I remember, if I remember correctly, there was an issue last year at the Golden Globes where Haley and Kylie were mean girling her about her plastic eyebrows or something. So it seems like she gets shit on and all the girls hate her. So she seems likable. She seems like a nice enough woman to me. Like, where's all this come from? I know Kylie is friends with Haley. Married to makeup. Have you even listened to me? I spent time investigating. I know they are. And they were mean girling Kylie at the last year's Golden Globes, if I'm correct. Plastic eyes. I literally had to watch the video again. They said plastic eyebrows. I didn't even think I heard that right, so I went back and they said plastic eyebrows. I'm like, do they mean like plastic eyelashes? How could you fucking have plastic eyebrows? But I don't know. Is that true? Were they really talking about plastic eyebrows? And James, I appreciate you. This is the important issues of the day. Laminated brows. Okay, see, I don't even know what that is. But that is actually one of my good features. Women always tell me is I have good eyebrows. Now, as a guy, I've never paid attention to eyebrows in my life, but apparently women, eyebrows are very important to other women. Okay, so apparently you guys are analyzing each other's eyebrows, making judgments on each other's eyebrows. Why can't you join together, ladies? Why do you have to hate on other people's eyebrows? Just be like a dude. It's eyebrows. Who gives a fuck? No one pays attention. Or ladies, tell me, am I missing something? Am I missing the boat? Or eyebrows huge? Angelina says eyebrows are essential. Ethan's the hairline king. Well, I'm definitely not the hairline king. I'll be the prince of eyebrows. It's the only hair I have, so I'll take pride in that, people. Beautiful brows and eyes. Look, Jay Shetty has better eyes than me, but my eyes are pretty good. We've talked about this before. Hazel ain't bad. In the right light, they could be mesmerizing, if I must say. But how is Jay Shetty's eyebrows? Who has better eyebrows? If you factor in my eyebrows with my above average eyes, do my eyebrow eye combo trump Jay Shetty's beautiful eye, maybe mediocre eyebrows? Let's take a look at Shetty's eyebrows. Let's have some fun. We're way off the rails at this point. I was going to play monologue and all this other shit, but let's look at Jay Shetty's eyebrows. Maybe he has, I mean, he's got outstanding eyes, so maybe his eyebrows are perfect too. I don't know. They look fine to me. Let's see. It's hard to see, but his eyes are beautiful. I can't even hate on the Shetty. I mean, those eyebrows are mesmerizing. Look at those. And he's got a cool little neck tattoo. Shit, he's got some style to him, I gotta say. He's got a little swag. Got a little style. I mean, I can't hate on the guy. Oh, Brief, what? You say guys wax and shave my eyebrows. I 100%. Hold on, let's go back to my eyebrows for a sec. I 1,000% get my eyebrows waxed. Yes, people, I know. It's hard to imagine. Tom Ward, Mr. Masculine, Mr. Man's Man, gets his eyebrows waxed. Yes, I hate to give you a peek behind the curtain, but it is true. Yes, I do get my eyebrows waxed. Look, I don't have hair. I don't get to enjoy the comfort of sitting in a chair and having people wash your hair and cut it every month. Every three weeks, sometimes guys do. I used to get it like every 3 weeks so I'd be fresh. I don't have that. And if I don't, I'm getting old. So if I don't, my eyebrows get fucking out of control. They get, I mean, they'll grow down here. They'll grow to the side. They'll grow above up here. So I got to take care of it. When you get older, hair start coming out of everywhere. So yes, I do get my eyebrows waxed, people. I don't even care. I used to be like ashamed. Dude, all the ladies in the salon getting pedicures and stuff. And I used to be like, oh, fuck. You know, I try to make an appointment so like I could just sneak in. But apparently when you make an appointment, at least at my place, it doesn't mean shit. You always have to sit in the chair. But I don't even give a fuck now. I sit there with the ladies. I play on my phone. I don't care who walks by and sees me. I'm just part of the crew. I'm just part of the crew and not ashamed, people. And yes, to the people who just came, I am going to Fist Fast. All right, so that's Jay Shetty. Okay, we got sidetracked, people. We got sidetracked. I have ADD. We got sidetracked with eyebrow chat. All right. So that was, I like that. I like the fact that a lip reader was used to determine what Selena said to Taylor during the Golden Globes. And of course, the other big story is this. How many times did we see this picture everywhere? Okay. Can I zoom in on here? No, I guess I can't. excuse me. My apologies. Shetty doesn't do that. He's a professional. I do. I'm just an amateur. But, I mean, come on, guys. We get it. You're in love. But to me, the whole thing seemed like way too premeditated. It's like if you're Kylie, especially Timothy, maybe this level of scrutiny is new to him. But, you know, Kylie, the camera's been on her whole life. Texas Boot Tap of $5 for the eyebrow fund. Shout out. It's expensive. It's like $20, maybe $25 for a tip out here. It's LA. Everything's expensive. So I appreciate that for my next eyebrow waxing. But Kylie knows everybody's going to be looking at her. Everybody, she's out with Timothy. It's an event. Everybody's going to be looking at her. So I kind of liked how the camera people, the Golden Globes are going on. God knows what's going on stage during this point. But yet the cameras stay on them probably the whole time. There's probably just a dedicated camera person zoomed in at their table, and that's all they're watching the whole time, which, I mean, is a great use of resources, really, because everyone loved the pictures. They blew up online. Everybody seems to love them together. To me, I don't get Timothy, really, to be honest with you. I'm no shade on Timothy. But if I'm a girl, I think I'd want a more manly guy or something. I don't know. Timothy just seems like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to make, I don't know what the term is, but he doesn't seem, as rugged or something. He's not as rugged as I would like if I was a lady. So I guess I prefer rugged men if I was a woman and not Timothée Chalamet. I don't know. But I guess maybe she's done that. She's been with athletes and stuff like that. Maybe she wants kind of like a more artist guy. I don't know. I don't know what goes on in her head, people. What do you think? Yeah, I wasn't sure if I could say femme or not. So I never know these things. So I try not to get canceled. But yeah, I would say yes, that would describe him, I think. So really, that was my highlights from... That was really it from the Golden Globes. And then the monologue got a ton of negative feedback. Do you want... what do we got? 20 minutes and then my wife's going to be home with Taco Tuesday night. And I actually pushed this back. This is normally when I'm eating. But my daughter was home sick for the last 2 days, my four-year-old. And it was the cutest. It's the cutest. I mean, she wasn't like sick. She had just a little cold, which thank God. But it's so cute because if you got little kids, they just want to be snuggly and like hang out. So I had calls and stuff, so I'd have to duck into my office for calls. But I was working on my laptop next to her. She was in her bedroom. We watched Super Mario Brothers today. What did we watch yesterday? Oh, we watched Teen Titans, the cartoon, today. So we watched that, Super Mario Brothers. And then we watched... Shit, I don't even remember. We watched two other movies yesterday, but she was like my movie buddy. I let her eat whatever she wants, and me and my wife both work from home, so we're alternating, like, who's watching her. Like, if I had a call, my wife was with her and stuff, so we're switching back and forth. But when I have her, I let her do whatever she wants. She was eating popcorn and having Gatorade at 10 a.m., it was cool just hanging with her. So I'll miss her when she goes back to school tomorrow. Oh, people are all for the gym type alpha bro types. Okay, I didn't know. I don't know what's going on. If I could be merch, what would it be like? Oh, it's funny you should ask. What? It's been a half hour. We haven't promoted merch yet. What are we doing, guys? Oh, what? I have merch? Oh, my God. I didn't even know. Wow. How'd this get on the screen so quick? Yes, I do have merch. And if I had merch, this is exactly what it would look like. People who followed me started calling themselves Tomcats and Wardheads. It was divided equally between both, but I like the Tomcat because I'm like, oh, you could like do something cool with that. So I looked a ton of cartoons. I wanted the cartoons. I looked at tons of cartoon cats. I posted on the community tab on YouTube to see which one got the best feedback, and this one won by far. And normally I would wear my merch instead of this cool Cure shirt, by the way. Shout out my wife for this badass shirt. I mean, how cool is that? The Cure, like on the Scarface poster Miami show. I mean, their merch is sick. You should check it out. Whoever's doing their merch, they do different merch for each kind. And a lot of bands do that, but theirs is great. You should check that out. But anyway, so yeah, I wear mine all the time, but our washing machine is broke and I had to order a new washer and dryer, which don't get here till Friday. So the point is, all my shit's dirty. And you know, I don't want to be repping dirty Tomcat merch because, I mean, how's that going to sell things, right? But the hoodies are super soft and comfortable. The beanies are great. The women love the beanies. They're embroidered and the stitching and the attention to detail is sick on them. And the t-shirts are great too. So nice and simple, not too much stuff. All are great. The quality is outstanding. And the price hopefully isn't too bad. So that's it on that. Now, do we have time to watch the monologue? What do you think, people? Should we watch the monologue together and make catty comments and pause and comment along the way? Mr. Chicken Drip Check, you just saw my drip check. You go to TomWardShow.com for merch. So, yeah, it's cool. I love it. I wear it all the time. And you support the channel. So, what else do you want? Oh, Barbie. That's what we saw yesterday, too. We watched the Barbie movie again. I didn't cry because I missed the part. I was on a call but the part when the girl goes, where she, like, gives up her Barbies and doesn't want to play with them anymore. Dude, that gets me every time. Because I used to play Barbies every day with my daughter after school. Every single day, I would pick her up and I'd block off an hour and I would just play Barbies. And that was it. Unless there was like some emergency at work, I would 90% of the time be there playing Barbies with her. And eventually she grew up didn't want to play Barbies with me anymore. And the little one doesn't want to play Barbies. And I am the greatest. Let me go to the big screen for this, actually. I am the greatest doll player of all time. I've spent years on the floor with my old bad back playing with a giant dollhouse and every imaginable Barbie. I do my girl voice like this. I talk shit about the other dolls. Like, girl, you see her dress? She looks like shit. And that's what I do, and I get my kids to laugh by making outlandish statements by the various dolls. They talk shit about each other, they steal each other's boyfriends. My dolls are awful, awful people. But it gives my kids a laugh, and isn't that what it's all about? I use bad words, my dolls curse. Yes, mom does not supervise these play sessions, but I used to have so much fun playing. I actually enjoyed it. I'm not going to lie. I can't even lie. All right. So should we watch the Golden Globes and kind of call it a day at that? Watch the monologue? Unless you guys want to talk about something else. Speak now or forever hold your peace. I probably got about 15 minutes left. Hi, Texas Poon Tappa. This is my Barbie voice. Oh, my God. Did you see Jenny? She looked so fat yesterday. Yeah, I know. Mom, I'm sorry I got busted buying liquor the other day with my fake ID. It'll never happen again. Next boot to have a half nightmares. Lighten up. All right, let's do the Golden Globes. Recap. Let's see this. We'll have some fun. All right. So first of all, I don't even know the guy. What's his name? Joe Coy. I mean, I love comedians. I've watched and studied comedians my whole life. But I never heard of this guy. Maybe he's big and I'm just out of touch with a lot of things. So, but let's take a look.
To the 81st annual Golden Globe. Wait, and I'm your host, catch? Joe Coy. Look, I'm just taking this all in. Let me look around.
Texas Poon Tappa calling me. That's
so
me.
To be here.
Texas Poon Tappa, all bald guys do not look the same, okay? That is racist. That is a stereotype.
True. Not just for me, but for everybody in here. We all dreamt of this moment. And look at this. Look at this room. Look around. I mean, like look around. Look, Kevin Costner's here. Kevin Costner's never here. Kevin's like in a mountain with a cow or something, but today he's here. Don Cheadle's here. I'm just looking around. Just everybody's here. Like, this is a good night.
Okay.
And I got the best seat in the house. When I was a kid growing up, I used to watch this show, and I would stay up late with my family just trying to guess who would win.
First of all, how did he get this gig? I mean, it's kind of a thankless job because you got a bunch of Hollywood people there who have no sense of humor about themselves. We'll get to the Taylor Swift jokes and stuff too. Your job is to kind of lighten it up and crack jokes about people, but the celebrities who are there do not like that shit, okay? And their fans will turn on you in a second. So it's a tough job, and one I don't think many comedians would take because there's really not a lot of upside if you're a good comedian. I mean, maybe it exposes you to a little different audience and you get to expand a little bit, but there's a lot of downside, lots of downside. Like this, for example, like this, apparently we'll watch and find out, but apparently he did horrible. People hated it, and that could not help his career. So anyway. But my point is, I don't think people were, clamoring for this gig.
And every time my mom would say, it's Meryl Streep, stupid. Who else is going to win? She wins every time. And she was right. You do. You win all the time. That's why when the Golden Globes called me and asked me if I wanted to host, I jumped to the chance and I said, yes, yes. And then they asked me if I saw every movie and every TV show. And then I said, yes. I lied. I only watched Beef. I love you, Allie. You know what I mean? It's mandatory. I'm Asian. But not only that, it killed. You killed it, Allie.
Beef was outstanding.
But anyway, I'm sorry. I just won't.
Wait, did that get a laugh from any of you guys? Let me see. I don't think I could turn the volume up any more on that. It's up as much as it'll go. But anyway. Oops.
I'm going to tell you that the minute I signed the contract, I did. I locked myself in a room and I started to binge watch everything. I watched everything while my family was out there clanking champagne glasses and ringing in the new year. I was watching Oppenheimer. I loved Oppenheimer. I just got one complaint. Needed another hour.
Okay.
So I felt like it needed some more backstory.
Okay.
My New Year's resolution for 2024 is to finish Oppenheimer in 2025. Like, seriously, I'm almost there. I love Oppenheimer. Especially the first.
I mean, selling the joke a little too hard. I haven't chuckled at all. Have you? Have you smiled? Has anyone? I mean, honestly. I mean, yeah, his timing tech spoon tap is off. Something's off, and he's, like, trying to sell it too much.
Season. That's so stupid. Oppenheimer answered a lifelong question that's been on my mind for years. Yes, scientists do get laid. As long as they look like Cillian Murphy. Oppenheimer and Barbie are...
Okay, I didn't know. I know that face, but I didn't even know who Cillian Murphy is. Maybe that's too inside. Dude, does the average person know who Cillian Murphy is?
Competing for cinematic box office achievement. Oppenheimer is based on a 721-page Pulitzer Prize-winning book about the Manhattan Project. And Barbie is on a plastic doll with big boobies. I watched Barbie. I loved it.
Whoa. Hold on. Now, that joke, let's go back, got a ton of heat. Let's hear it again.
Prize-winning book about the Manhattan based on a 720 competing for... Oppenheimer is based on a 721-page Pulitzer Prize-winning book about the Manhattan Project. And Barbie is on a plastic doll with big boobies. I watched Barbie. I loved it. I really did love it. I don't want you guys to think that I'm a creep, but it was kind of weird being attracted to a plastic doll. It's just something about your eyes, Ryan.
Crickets. Fucking crickets. And look, I'm not the most woke guy in the world, okay? But I do know, first of all, Barbie was a great movie. It made $1 billion worldwide, okay? It was a great movie. I love Weird Barbie. I love the whole thing. It was great. I love Will Ferrell as the evil executive. He always makes a movie great. I mean, it was a great movie. And to kind of just dismiss it as a girl, I think... Look, I'm not a woman, so women chime in on how you feel, but the feedback I saw was like, you're missing the whole point of the movie Barbie. You know, you're exactly what the problem was. Just kind of categorizing her as, you know, a hot girl with boobs. You know, women, we're over that. Women are trying to be portrayed that way. So women chime in. I'm not offended by the joke. I just didn't think it was funny, but women were coming after him hard. Actually, I agree. There's no one laughing. This has got to be a laugh track. Oh, sorry. Here we go. But anyway, just a bad joke. Cannot smile.
Just close your eyes, Ryan. Everyone just looks into your eyes. And Margo, it's not always about you. The key moment in Barbie is when she goes from perfect beauty to bad breath, cellulite, and flat feet. Or what casting directors call character actor.
I actually kind of like that. It's kind of like, but it's true with guys too, right? Ugly people are character actors. They're not the stars. Okay, that was pretty good. I like that. Oh, that was cringe. I'm sorry, Eden. I like that one.
Some I wrote, some other people wrote. Robert De Niro's here. Yo, I got the gig 10 days ago. You want a perfect monologue? Yo, shut up. You're kidding me, right? Slow down. I wrote some of these, and they're the ones you're laughing at. Look.
So he just made reference. Somebody earlier said that, you know, he was saying he didn't write these jokes, but there he said he did write some, and that's bullshit. These things, these award shows have a team of writers, a team of comedy writers to help the host out. But the host isn't going to pick jokes that he doesn't think is funny. And he's, of course, he's a comedian. He's been writing his whole life. So, of course, he's going to have his own jokes in there. So, he's got to accept responsibility.
Robert De Niro's here. I'm sorry. I'm a fan. I'm fanning out. I love you, Robert. Okay? If it's awkward, I'm sorry. I had to do that in front of you. I know it sucks. I'm a bit awestruck. This guy's amazing. Decade after decade, he just kills it every single time. I don't know how you do it, man.
His setups. Oh, God.
Your last performance has got to be your greatest performance ever. How'd you get her pregnant at 80?
What?
CGI. Is he looking?
Wait, was that De Niro that got the girl pregnant at 80? Or I thought that was Pacino. Was that De Niro? I thought it was Pacino, or did they both knock women up when they're 80? I don't know. Oh, both of them did? Oh my God. Good Lord. Yeah, that is awkward.
Is he looking? You talking to me?
Oh my God, both of them did that?
By the way, Killers of the Flower Moon is so great. Killers of the Flower Moon, the cast is here. Robert De Niro. Leonardo DiCaprio, Lily Gladstone, you guys crushed it. The one thing I learned about that movie is that white people stole everything. You guys stole everything. Not like 97%, you guys stole 100% of everything. You took the land, you took the oil, you took the premise of the movie.
What, that was your premise? But his delivery is his setup is the same every time so far. What are we, 5 minutes into this? I'm bored as fuck. I'm surprised there's 111 people here. I would have tuned out. But Dave, you're here. We appreciate you being here. I need everybody here, as many people as possible. But the setup, I'm no comedian, right? But it seems like the whole thing, like, Celebrity A in the audience. Oh, Celebrity A, so great. Except, insert half-ass joke. Robert De Niro's here, people. Oh my God, he's great. He's been the Godfather. He's been in so many great movies. Deer Hunter. He's been doing it for so long. Insert joke about knocking up a lady at 80 years old. It's the same fucking thing. Am I out of my mind? What happened? Why are they saying what happened?
That's hilarious. I don't care. It's just that the room is really white.
Oh, wait. Well, I'm not live anymore? What? What? That's so weird. That sucks.
The room's like, yeah, we did take it. And
guys, can you see me or no? Is that it? Hello?